Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. And today is Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm really looking forward to it. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. So let's get right into it. It's the Seahawks and the Patriots. I don't like any of them. In my mind, they both suck. I'm still going to watch the Super Bowl because I am a football enthusiast. And, I don't know. I wish the Packers were in the Super Bowl. And I'd be a lot more enthusiastic. But, we were so close in the end, and we managed to throw it away in the last, it was in the last, 40 seconds. And we managed to just throw it away. And it was so annoying. But you really, what's done is done. But anyway, Super Bowl. Seahawks have a lot of injuries in their defense. Their secondary is messed up. I think all four of them have all their four star. DBs are all have something wrong. I think Earl Thomas has a knee injury. Of course, Richard Sherman has his elbow injury, and the other two, and it's kind of messed up for them. I think one of them might have a cold, they're going to play through it, is what they said, but still, even not being at 100% and having to deal with that pain is not fun. It really throws you off, and it can definitely mess you up. And they were talking about it, they were talking to some of the players, what was the worst injury that they played through. And one of them said a pinched nerve in their back. I was like, how? But they said, in order to play the sport, you have to play through injuries and that sort of deal. And you have to play through injuries and all that good stuff. But, it's a crazy sport, and that's why I'm not playing it. I'm going to be the one up in the box commentating it is what I'm going to be doing. That's pretty much the Super Bowl matchup for now. But stay right here on PJ Sports Talk. I will be right back after this quick commercial break to go more in depth about the Super Bowl.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
City's filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk. Be pleased to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome back. And so, Super Bowl Sunday, it's going to be a good one. So, predictions. I predict that the Patriots are going to win. Seahawks just don't have the personnel to win. The injuries are just it's not going to work. In my mind, I think the Patriots are feeling healthy. They have a great coach on their side, and the Seahawks, of course, it came close. The Packers had it in the it was right there. We messed it up, and you know what? The Patriots killed the Colts, and you can say whatever you want, right? You know, the bug with me fighting, or whatever you want to say. But the fact is that the Patriots played better than the Colts, no matter what. Sure, it might have taken a touchdown away, but it's not going to have that great of an impact. It's like going to a bowling center, right? And one person has a custom ball, and the other person has a ball that they got, a rental, you know? It's not that big of a difference. And, you know, you can say what you want. I'm not changing my argument, but it's basically like bowling. If somebody has a rental and the other dude has a custom ball, it's going to be a little bit different, but it's not going to be crazy. Like, if you're at the same skill level, it's not going to make that big of a difference. Football is still football, even if it's deflated. And so, the league cracked down on that. They have the football that's being used today, and it's locked in a case. And But I am looking forward to the Super Bowl. It always is going to be a fun one. So, playmakers for today. I'm going to take Seattle with the playmakers. Patriots, I mean, they have Gronk. They have Tom Brady. But that's about it. Seahawks have got Marshawn Lynch, Doug Baldwin coming up with a big catch against the Packers to put us away. And Russell Wilson, of course, being able to extend plays. And Tom Brady, yeah, sure, he can break down a defense, but it's not too crazy. Russell Wilson's high yardage game was, or highest yardage was 452. And I think that was near, the first, week of football. It was kind of crazy. And Tom Brady's was 500. So, I mean, they're both up there. Tom Brady's got 500 more yards under his belt. But I don't know. I'm going to go with the Seahawks for playmakers. Now, for quarterback, this is a toughie because Russell Wilson can extend plays. He has the mobility that Tom Brady doesn't have. And the only problem is that Tom Brady is one of the most accurate passers in the game. He can break down a defense. Although Seattle's defense has played with these guys and can hold them to few yards, few touchdowns. But then you come up with the injuries, and it kind of counteracts that. Now, the way that the Seahawks play, I will tell you how they play. What they do is it's 11 guys, and these guys are playmakers, and they're coming to play. They're coming out to make a play, make an interception, do something big. They're not a tactical defense. And that's why the injuries are so important. If they're a tactical defense, right, they'll go out there, you know, a few injuries will impact them a little bit, but not to the point where it makes it so their defense is basically nothing. They're secondary anyway. And it's now, the way that the Seahawks play, literally, you know, Richard Sherman could just walk up to Tom Brady and be like, hey, we're playing, you know, cover three zone defense. Just letting you know, okay? And, you know, the Seahawks would still defend them and, you know, make it so they don't get a big play, even with somebody as good as Tom Brady. And here's why. It's because the Seahawks is 11 players, 11 playmakers playing together, and they're all very good, but somehow they make it work together. It's like, let me put it this way, right? So you take a string, right? You take a string from a spider web, and you compare it to, I'm trying to think of a way to put this. He has something that's strong, right? Let's say a refrigerator, right? And you put two people and you're able to move it, right? You're able to move it. Now, let's say you stack up 11 refrigerators, you know, behind each other, so they're, you know, reinforcing each other, and then you try and move it. It's impossible. I mean, you might be able to move one out of the way, right? You just, like, force them to the side, but, you know, you're not moving that. You know, that's 11 refrigerators, and that's basically what it's like. It's these guys that learn how to intertwine themselves and, you know, just they play great. They know how to communicate. They know how to do all these things that make them great. But when four players get hurt, even when one player gets hurt, it's devastating when one player gets hurt. How about four? And especially in the secondary, are you kidding me with a person like Tom Brady in the secondary? Oh, God, boy. You know, if you give Tom Brady time, he'll make a throw. But, I mean, if that defensive line can't get to him, he'll have the ball out there in 30 seconds. With a bad secondary, it's going to be real tough. That's like the injury side of it. Russell Wilson, of course, being able to extend plays, very mobile, can do a lot of things, but he doesn't have the eyes, he doesn't have the tactical ability that Tom Brady does, and so that's why I'm going with Tom Brady for quarterback. Bill Belichick versus Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll is he's a very good coach. He's very motivating, and he's a player's coach, as most people would say. Now, Bill Belichick, he's a Tom Brady coach. No, but he's very tactical, and he's a dude. So, Pete Carroll, right, he is the very nice pilot of the plane. He will talk to you and maybe crack a few jokes to the people on board. Now, Bill Belichick, as the type of person, right, and Pete Carroll, all right, so you're going to a place. It takes you, on average, 2 hours to get there. Pete Carroll is the guy that will, you know, crack a few jokes, make you feel comfortable, right? But he'll get you in 3 hours and 30 minutes. Bill Belichick is the person that will be the pilot of the plane and basically tell you the weather and tell you what's going to happen. Your estimated time of arrival, which would be 3 hours, and get you there in 2 hours and a half. So Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll, the way that his team works, being a player's coach, is very good because he has, like, some of the best playmakers ever. And so, but, I don't know. We shall see. I'm going to go with the Patriots on this one, guys. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm going to leave it at there. But here at PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk. This place to be every Sunday at noon. I am your host, PJ, and this is our freestyle segment. And so I just want to say I went to Gasparilla last weekend, and I saw a bunch of my friends there. It was a really fun time. I got throw beads. It was in the crew of Venus. They had this really nice float. And they had, like, these little bead stations and stuff. It was really a lot of fun. And I think the most joyful part of it, the best part, was being able to go up there, throw these beads, right? And, you know, you see a person, and they're like, throw it here! Throw it here! I think it's the types of people that do it. So you'll see the people with the scammers, right? The scammers are the people that take their beads and put them in a bag that is at their feet that you can't see, right? Because they're behind people. They're never at the front of the gate because then you know. Then you know their secret. But you see, and they put on the most lovely face, the saddest face, and they're like, please give me beads. Otherwise, I'll die. And then you give them a bead, and you see this. Oh, thank you so much. Puts it in the bag. Like, puts on another mopey face. And I swear, those are the dudes that come to school next day, and they're wearing, you know, thousands of beads, you know? Really, nobody wears their beads to school the next day. I don't know. But they're one of those guys. They're a beads enthusiast. And then you have the people that are fair and square, they put it around their neck, and you can see, you know. And then you have the yellers. The yellers are the people that will, you know, yell and scream as loud as they can to get those beads. And those are the people that get the most beads, because you can tell that they're having so much fun, and they want beads, man. And they're like, ah! And they just, I mean, they're yelling their lungs out. I swear they won't have a voice the next day. Their voice box is literally going, help me. And it's like you can see, like, little cracks starting, you know. But and then you have your friends, and those are the people that, you know, they're like, PJ, throw it in here. And, you know, I'm like, I got you. And then I throw it, and sometimes you miss, and then you feel like kind of, but and then you have to keep throwing them until you get to them. And of course, the one time that you throw it right, like it's on aim, it's going right to them, the tall guy comes out of the crowd and goes, mine. And that's my next person, the tall guy. This dude is the tactical person. He's the person that comes in here, he's like, I'm going to get some beads. And he stands right behind the yeller. Because the yeller gets the most beads going to him. Because the yeller, you can see, you know, the best part is, right, is when you see a yeller and you throw the bead to him and you're like, thank you so much, you know, that's like the best feeling. mean them doubly to them, and they're like, thank you for the beads. And you know what, and the funny part was is that sometimes when you missed, right, the people didn't care, really. They were like, thanks for trying to throw it to me anyway. And that was the nicest part. But anyway, so the tall guy, they get right in front of the yeller, right, or right behind him. And the people throw it to the yeller, and then the tall guy pops out of the crowd, and whoop, mine. And that's exactly what he does. And then, then that's pretty much it. Then you got the walkers in the back, and you're just like, hey! Hey, back there! I can't show! And you try and throw it as hard as you can, and it literally, like, stops at the gate. Like, and because I had a sprained pinky, right? So I couldn't throw it with my right hand. I couldn't, and I couldn't do, like, a football throw, right? But I can't do a football throw with my left hand, literally, because then you'd see it. It looks like I'm throwing, like, a slingshot boomerang. And so I had to do this frisbee bead throw kind of deal. And sometimes I do it. Ow, I hit my hand on the desk. Sometimes I do it, and it would spiral and then come back to the gate. Like, it'd go around and, come back right to me like a boomerang. And I was like, sorry. And so it's not like you can go down there and get it if you're on the float. So it was pretty much just like some of the policemen got the ones that fell on the ground. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. That's all I'm going to say. We went to GameWorks after, which is now Game Time. That was a lot of fun. And I could eat dinner there. And I got to play a bunch of arcade games. We don't know what GameWorks is. It's basically a big arcade where you get this little game card. And, it's almost like that one place. I think it's sort of with a J or something, where you got food and games. So, yeah, that's what that is. And then I went home and popped in my bed and slept. I got home and just pretty much relaxed because I was really tired. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I definitely had a lot of fun and all of it. And thank you to the crew of Venus for letting me go. And thank you to my mom for, bringing me along. So, yep, I hope I think that's going to do it for this edition of Pajay. If you hear my cat meowing in the background, my dad's clipping his claws right now. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening to this edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I will see you guys next week. I hope you all had a fabulous day and continue to have a great one. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a great Sunday. Remember to watch the Super Bowl, maybe with some pizza, maybe with some family, and definitely with some wings. I will see you all next week.